Chapter 19. And the winner is... Jonah and I step forward right onto the floor in our basement. Prince leaps from my arms. It's 6:45 a.m. Beep, beep, beep. Oh no! Our parents' alarm clock just went off. But I have to talk to Mary Rose. I look at the mirror. All I see is my reflection. Mary Rose? Are you there? Hello? The mirror ripples. A face appears in the glass. Mary Rose's long wavy hair covers the carvings of fairies on the stone frame of the mirror. Mary Rose, I'm so sorry we didn't free you, I say. Are those tears in Mary Rose's eyes? I step closer. Her eyes are definitely misty.
Thank you both for trying to help me, she says. I am very touched. But even the genie of the lamp wouldn't have been powerful enough to free me. It means a great deal to me that you tried. Thank you.
The mirror ripples again, and she's gone. Mary Rose was teary because we tried to help her. Wow. One day, I hope we actually can help her.
Abby, we have to go,
Jonah says. We rush upstairs, turn, and then dart up the next flight of stairs. We tiptoe past my parents' bedroom. I don't hear a thing.
I think they hit the snooze button, I say.
As Jonah opens his bedroom door, I tap his arm. Hey, Jonah. He turns and yawns.
Yeah?
That was really nice of you to give up the flying carpet to Aladdin. I thought you might try to sneak it home. He shrugs.
It would have been really cool to have it. But you freed Karima from the ring, so...
I smile and nod. He's a cutie.
Prince, go lay down in your bed, Jonah says.
Prince wags his furry tail and pads over to his dog bed in the corner of Jonah's room. Then he circles around three times and plops down. In seconds, he's snoring.
You did a great job training him, Jonah. Mom and Dad are going to be really happy.
He smiles.
Thanks, Abby. See you in a few.
He goes into his room, and I go into mine. I quickly change out of the pretty outfit Aladdin's mom made for me and put on my pajamas. I look at my hand and realize I'm wearing the silver ring. It doesn't have a genie inside it, but it's still pretty. I slip it off along with my watch and put both away in my jewelry box. Then I look at the drawings of fairy tale characters. Aladdin and Princess Badr al-Badr are on the flying carpet, hovering near the kids' palace. Aladdin and the princess are smiling, and if I look closely in a window of the palace, I can just make out Karima in the kitchen with a group of kids around her. They're all cooking something.
Awesome.
I close the jewelry box and notice the book I left unread lying on my dresser. I have a little time. I'm going to finish this book, even if I have no chance of winning the readathon. Maybe trying is what matters, even if the end result isn't what you want, like a squirrel instead of a bag of jewels. But sometimes that can be pretty great, too. By the time my mom calls me down for breakfast, I've finished the 10th book. I'm not going to win the readathon, but it was worth it. The book was pretty great. When I get downstairs, I see Prince outside in the backyard with my mom.
Kids!
My mom calls through the open sliding glass door to the kitchen. What on earth did you give Prince to eat that was sparkly?
Ruff!
We hear Prince bark. Jonah and I race over to the door. Our mom is holding a doggy poo bag and making a funny face at it.
Ruff!
Prince barks again. Jonah and I cover our mouths to keep from laughing. I'll bet if Prince had a chance to ask Karima for a wish, he'd request more jewel fruit.
I won! I won! Go me!
Penny says after the principal made the readathon winner announcement over the loudspeaker. The good news was, the principal surprised everyone by deciding to choose two winners. The person who raised the most money, Penny, and the person who read the most books. That was a girl named Priya, who's in another class. I was glad about that. Because Penny winning just doesn't seem fair. Not that life is always fair. Mary Rose is cursed to live in a mirror. That's definitely not fair.
What books are you going to suggest to the librarian?
Robin asks Penny as we line up to head out.
Well, I'm going to ask for some new books about horses, Penny says. But if you and Frankie and Abby have any books you want me to ask for, I can do that too.
My mouth drops open. Penny being nice? She's like the vizier, full of surprises. Am I actually smiling at Penny? I am. I am smiling at Penny. I know what I want, Frankie says, pushing her red glasses up on her nose. One book of ghost stories, and one about soccer.
Two books on science for me, Robin says, putting an arm around Penny.
Penny is being so nice that I don't even mind that Robin and Penny have their hair in matching high ponytails again. I don't mind too much.
Do you know what books you want me to ask for, Abby? Penny asks me.
Sure do.
One book of fairy tales and one book on spells.
What do you know?
I didn't even win the readathon, and the two books I want most will still be ordered. And maybe, just maybe, I can find a way to uncurse Mary Rose.